As we said earlier, we are commemorating Holocaust Memorial Day, of course, today, and we're delighted to be able to welcome a very amazing individual. I think that's the only adjective we can actually use in this particular instance. Holocaust survivor, extraordinaire, if I can actually use that term, joining us on the programme today from for the programme, Janine Weber. Good morning, Janine. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you.
And also from the Holocaust Educational Trust, we have Sammy Abrams. Good morning, Sammy.
Good morning.
Janine, if we can come to you first. My father was Polish. Alex Lefchuk, we came from Brest-Litovsk area. I mean, the war was part of that whole thing. Fortunately, he didn't have his experiences as you did within the Holocaust, but share with us your own particular story.
Well, I normally spend 45 minutes speaking about this, but I know I've got only about 5 minutes. Well, I was born in Poland, in Lwów, eastern Poland, where there was a very big Jewish community. Unfortunately, most of the Jews in Lwów perished, very few survived, and most of my family died, were killed or sent to concentration camps, and I was one of the very few who managed to survive. Yes, I was very much aware. I was 9. I was very much aware what was going on. I saw my father running to try to escape from the German soldiers who were rounding up men to start with and jumping from our second floor balcony onto the first floor balcony and hiding underneath. And we were thrown out of our flat and we were given a small room, my brother 7, I was 9, my parents, my grandmother. And my parents dug a hole under the wardrobe, and when we heard the Gestapo at a distance, we hid, that is my brother, my mother, and myself, we hid in that hole under the wardrobe. My father and my grandmother, they hid in the loft, and the soldiers, the Gestapo, found them, and they shot my father, they killed my grandmother, they didn't find us hiding. And then the next hiding place was a little shed in the courtyard. And I remember seeing through the wooden slats the Gestapo approaching. And I was so frightened that I didn't look at their faces. I just looked at the boots, beautiful, shiny black boots. And for years I used to have this nightmare that the boots were getting at me, that were going to catch me. And then eventually we were told to move to the ghetto, a part of Lwów surrounded by a fence. We were given a small room for my mother, my brother and myself with one bed. And my mother became ill. You know, the conditions in the ghetto were documented, very poor, lack of hygiene. There were hanging people and children were dying on the streets. My mother became more and more ill, and my uncle, her brother, carried her into the cellar of the house. And the last time I saw my mother was when I went down the cellar, and she was lying there, and she was looking in the distance. I don't know if she was already dead or if she was dying very soon. My uncle told me that she had died. We tried to escape. Managed to crawl through a hole under the fence, my brother and myself, into the non-Jewish area, but we didn't know where to go, who to see, so in the evening when the night came, we crawled back into the ghetto. My uncle found a family, Polish family, to whom he paid to find, to hide my brother and myself, and they betrayed us. They brought in a German soldier. And for some reason, he didn't want to kill me. They threw me out, but they killed my brother. They buried him alive, and he was 7. And from then on, I was on the run, really, and I managed to... I had with me an address of a young man, Edek, a Polish young man, a caretaker of a convent. I managed to find him, and he took me to a place where there was a loft where he was hiding 13 Jews, and I was the 14th, and they built a sort of hole under the stables floor like a bunker, and I stayed in that hole for a year. Eventually My auntie, who was with me, managed to get some false papers, and she took me out, and I was then traveling around Poland, going from convent to convent, going to stay with a priest, never telling anyone that I was Jewish, and finishing up working for a family as a maid at 11 and a half.
The emotion that comes through in that story is just phenomenal. I mean, we have a historian in the studio here. Rob Nichols is listening to that. Rob, any thoughts or questions at this stage?
Thank you so much for sharing that story. It must be very difficult for you to go back through time to that period, but I guess that you want to tell people and want to warn people and always for everyone always to remember what happened.
Very important not to forget about what happened to innocent people, to children.
And Sammy, if we can turn to you briefly with respect to clearly the Holocaust Educational Trust. I mean, there you have it. I mean, there are experiences that we have. And I say my father sort of didn't go through the same trauma, but had similar sort of tales as a 14-year-old when war actually broke out in 1939. But you know, this message. I mean, we live in a world where we see so much craziness. You know, literally insanity with some of our politicians who are actually up there. At the heart of it, we need to remember as a human beings, we can't allow this to happen again.
Absolutely. On Holocaust Memorial Day, more than ever, we should be coming together and remembering that the Holocaust did not start with gas chambers. It started with words, and therefore we all have a responsibility, and that's why we educate young people so that this never happens again.
Rob?
Yeah, that's a very important message that you said, that it started with words, and I think people often use that rhyme, don't they, about sticks and stones, but it's not really true, is it, that words, things escalate, don't they, that they start somewhere, and should never forget that.
Thoughts become things, choose the good ones, and remember the old articulation. I want to go into pithy sayings at this particular stage. There's so much. I mean, literally, we need to come back to obviously do more about this. I realise time is tight today with respect to the whole thing, but both to Janine Weber and to Sammy Abrahams, many, many thanks indeed for actually joining us today. Let's talk again, let's not wait until next year's Holocaust Memorial Day. Let's do a few bits and pieces as well. And Sammy, if you'd be kind enough, we'd love to do some more features with respect to the good work you're doing as well.
Of course. Thank you.
Many thanks.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225
grams of magnesium. Hang on. I've got a pen.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right,
that's the recipe.
Oh,
if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right,
or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989, or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.